them in the nearness of God. Law, wisdom, and the nearness of God. Who doesn't want a well-ordered life? Who doesn't want their lives to have order as well as significance? To have a life where life is consistently good and God's grace adds significance is something any person in their right mind would desire. The Bible is replete with what it means and how to attain an ordered life. The Bible illustrates how ordered God is. God created the world in 7 days and said it was good. Adam named all of the animals, which provides order and distinction. God provides the seasons that we may recognize how to order our planting and reaping for our lives. In our text, God teaches us how to order our lives to give him glory and benefit life's journey. Not only to give him glory, mind you, but to benefit us as individuals and as a collective people. Who doesn't want a well-ordered life? Who doesn't want their lives to have order and significance? Right now, to have order is vital because of where we find ourselves. We are in a pandemic with many inconsistencies and nuances. One day we do this, the next day we do that. One day we should do this, the next day we shouldn't do that. God knows we need order in our lives today. For a while, we're going to have to embrace flexibility, embrace confusion, and embrace the constant change from one day to the next as politicians continue to protect their own careers. Order is needed during this time in our lives, and we can achieve that order through the text today. What is required for a well-ordered life? How do we live the kind of life ordered life God's law represents? God's wisdom and nearness is attainable for us. In obedience to God's word, is obedience to God's word required for a well-ordered life? Travel with me through Deuteronomy chapter 4 and see about achieving a well-ordered life. First, recommit yourself to obeying God's word. Recommit yourself to obeying God's word. Our passage reads this way: "So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you." The words "give heed" involves effective hearing or listening. You've heard me say this many one time or another, that I have to gain effective listening when listening to Lady Shar. I can't just hear her, as I'm sure that husbands could identify. I've got to effectively listen to her, and that will make my life go a lot better. Amen. It is to intend to listen with the great care to obey. In other words, critically examine your life's obedience to God's word. Recommitting oneself to obey God's word, whatever the cost, for the purpose of ordering one's life. The Bible claims the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. God's word is there for the life's journey. And every now and then, we need to practically sit down and say, okay, let me read this for application to my life. So, what is required for a well-ordered life is first committing to obeying God's word. Next, hold fast to obeying God's word. Hold fast to obeying God's word, in particular, in an unfriendly environment. Take a look at verses 3 and 4, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The scripture says, "You have seen for yourselves what the Lord did with regard to Baal of Peor, how the Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor, while those of you who hold fast to the Lord your God are all alive today." Miss Murphy, an 82-year-old female bodybuilder in Rochester, New York, confronted a home invader and beat him into submission. When the intruder broke into Miss Murphy's home, she clobbered him with a table, poured shampoo in his face, and beat him real good with a broom. Miss Murphy, a champion bodybuilder who pumps iron every day at her local YMCA, said, "I was wailing on that man because I said, if it's time for me to go, I'm taking him with me." The police arrived to find the intruder cowering under her blows. We have to be like Miss Murphy in protecting our hearts and giving heed to what God is calling us to be. We have to guard our hearts against fear. We know we're in an atmosphere of fear. And as I shared with you last week, we have to move from the constant atmosphere of terror into and build the bridge to extreme caution. So living a life of fear is not going to cut it. Guarding your heart against fear, doubt, and distress by lifting up the weights of worship, prayer, and personal devotion forces fear and doubt and distress to come under control and cower in front of us. Next, and finally, praise God because you are elected. Praise God because you are elected. Verse 6 alludes to our blessed state of being elected before the foundation of the world. It reads, "You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people.'" God's choosing of his people to enjoy the benefits of salvation and to carry out God's purposes in the world as a gift to all of us. While living on the boundaries, we are bearing witness to God's love through Jesus Christ. By still treating people kind, still loving people, still being courteous, even though tensions are filled, we are bearing witness of being the elect. This kind of love lived through wisdom provides a deepened nearness to God through the power of the Holy Spirit. God lays out the conditions for living on the boundaries, which obedience to God's law, a deeply committed heart to obeying God's law, and praise for being the elect of God draws the attention of God's glory. People of God, a well-ordered life is attainable through obedience to his word. It is attainable because God's presence and power fuel that obedience to the glory of God. The well-ordered life is lived by adhering to God's law, applying the wisdom we learn from God's law, and experiencing the power of the Holy Ghost's presence. Let us pray. Dear God, we are well aware every week of what we hear and what we have to experience. Lord God, so much confronts us on a daily basis now. Not just the concerns of family and the daily grind that we have to do for ourselves and for our family, but now we have this pandemic to deal with. So help us, oh God, hide ourselves in you. Help us, dear Lord, to overwhelm ourselves with your law, your word, and your nearness, because you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ and for his sake. And God's people said together, amen.